今日的经文是记载在约翰福音第六章三十五节和四十八至五十一节。请听神的话语。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。四十八节，我就是生命的粮，你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿，还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。愿神祝福听他话语的人。
Today is the fourth day of the Chinese New Year. And first of all, I want to wish you all a happy Chinese New Year. Happy New Year to you all. 新年快乐。This is a very important holiday occasion for Chinese. The Chinese will do everything possible for their families to get together for the celebration. 2 weeks ago, our co-workers in China, they stood in line at the train station for 3 entire days to buy train tickets going home. We're lucky we're here in the States. We don't have to do that. Chinese New Year also means feasting every day for several days straight, right? Most people would gain a few pounds as a result. For Luna and me, we are no exception back home in D.C. So wonderful to see all of you. This is our family. Of course, we also visit our son's family in Pittsburgh. Yesterday, we went to 2 parties, and we stuffed ourselves. And we have more lunch and dinner parties to go. But today's sermon message is also about feast and eating. But it's eating a different kind of food. I am the bread of life. It's one of the 7 great I am statements Jesus makes in the book of John that are not found elsewhere in the gospel. Today, we're going to mainly look at the John chapter 6, verses 48 through 51, 4 verses, where Jesus proclaimed twice that he is the bread of life, or the living bread, and 2 times the bread from heaven. So we're going to ask and answer 3 questions. Who is Jesus? What is the bread of life? And for whom is this bread prepared? Now, question number 1. Who is Jesus? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. When Jesus makes such a statement, we may ask, who is this person? What authority does he have to make such a statement? Jesus is a name. Jesus is also a contemporary given name. In particular, in the Spanish-speaking countries. But 2,000 years ago, God revealed this name through an angel to Mary and Joseph. That Mary was going to conceive by the Holy Spirit, and they're going to name the baby Jesus. Given names often carry certain meanings. So does the name of Jesus, which means he will save his people from their sins. So Jesus is a man born of Virgin Mary. When Jesus proclaimed he is the bread of life, the Jews were puzzled. In John chapter 6, verse 42, they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? We still have some new faces here. When I meet people for the first time, I greet them usually by saying, my name is Greg Chen, I'm a Chinese-American, I've been married to Luna for 30 years, I have a son and a grandson. I always mention my name, my identity, and to whom I'm related, because I'm a human. The Jews did not understand, did not believe that what Jesus had said. To them, Jesus is only just a human being, because he has a given name, he has his parents, so how can he now say that he comes down from heaven? No human being in the world would say something like that. When I first heard of Jesus, the Son of God, born of a woman, I was too puzzled. When Jesus said he is the bread of life, Jesus was using the name I am. He was definitely claiming to be God. Remember, when Moses met God for the first time and asked for his name, God responded by using the name I am. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you're going to say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. In fact, Jesus is telling the Jews that he and the one who spoke with Moses are the same. In other words, he is a human and he is God. He came down from heaven to the earth to give us everlasting life. As John the Baptist proclaimed in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. There has never been any religious leader or any famous person or politician who has said what Jesus said, because none of them came from above. Who is Jesus? Jesus is a man. Jesus is God. Jesus is God/man. Question number two. What is the bread of life? Jesus said he is the bread of life. Then he proceeds to tell us he came down from heaven. When you first hear this, it's a bit scary. We all know everyone has a life, and we sustain our life by eating. But what is the bread from heaven? To the Jews, it means manna. When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, God provided manna from heaven and sustained them for 40 years. But in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 32, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven, referring himself as the true manna. In today's verse, verse 49, Jesus continued, your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. Manna can sustain a person's earthly life, but it cannot grant the everlasting life. But if we eat the true manna in Jesus, then we'll not only live for 40 years, as the Israelites did, but we will never die and have an eternal life. No one can live without food. For Chinese, we like to eat rice or noodles, but the main staple for the Israelites is bread. These days, for someone of my age, we'll pop some vitamin pills daily, hoping that can help us live longer, right? But no matter how you eat, actually, throughout ages, people are always trying to find ways to extend a life. But no matter how well you eat, how healthy your lifestyle is, or how much time you spend in the gym, we still get older and older every day. No exception. Not many people, however, know that there is a type of food that can sustain us forever. As Jesus declared in verse 50, here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. When we eat this bread, when we eat this food, there will never be hunger, never be want, but only eternal satisfaction. Eternal life comes from the invisible God, whose word reveals every truth about himself. So, how can a man who is finite understand God who is infinite? The Bible teaches us when God created man, he did so. He created man in his own image. The Bible also says he has also set eternity in the hearts of man. And this eternity is revealed through his word. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So God's word cannot be separate from Jesus Christ, as his word is ultimately manifested in him. Jesus says, it's written, he's quoting the Old Bible, the Old Testament, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." His birth, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension all proved Jesus has come and fulfilled God's word. Jesus also declared in Matthew 5, verse 17, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the laws or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." So, what is the bread of life? That's Jesus Christ, who is the promised Messiah of God. A life without Jesus is a life without hope for salvation. A life without God's word is a life without knowing Jesus is Christ. Question number 3. For whom is this bread prepared? The background of this I am statement of Jesus is the feeding of the 5,000. We all know that story. At the end of this feeding, they wanted to take Jesus by force and make him king. Jesus said to them in John 6:27, "Do not work for the food that spoils, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." Whenever Jesus performs a miracle, it's not just to feed everyone. It's not just for their sickness, but rather he's revealing himself through the miracle that he is the way to eternity. This bread of life cannot be grown on the ground, nor is labored by man, but rather it comes from heaven above. It is a gift of God, given to man, not by force, but as an offering of grace. That's why Jesus said, if anyone eats this bread. In other words, you can choose to accept his offer or reject it. Most people, or many people, when they first come to church, they need help. Be it a job, or your study, or family, or work, or friends, sickness, or any challenges you face in your life, Jesus very often would fulfill those needs through brothers and sisters' prayers, their caring hearts, their labor, their financial gifts, etc. But after those needs are fulfilled, some people would disappear. Just like the 10 men with leprosy Jesus healed, 9 left without salvation. Except one Samaritan who came back to worship Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "Your faith has saved you." This bread of life must be obtained through faith and not through a miracle, even though miracle can help us to see Jesus. Only by faith can you receive the bread of life. Jesus says in verse 51, that his bread is for the life of the world. Before I came to Christ, I always thought that the Christian God is a biased God. He loved the Israelites, but not the Chinese. If you don't even choose the most populous nation in the world, why is this God worthy of my attention? After I accepted Christ, I came to realize that God gave the gospel to the Jews first, and then the Gentiles. But also, his final judgment will start with the Jews. It was through the Israelites' rejection of Jesus the gospel was spread to all the Gentiles. Jesus coming to earth is to give us life to all because he loves all peoples, all nations. The life that Jesus gives does not indicate more money or easy life because Jesus has said in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, "A man's life does not consist in abundance of his possessions." When we can receive this bread of life through self-deception, saying, "I'm a good person, I've been in this church for many, many years, therefore I must be saved." Nor by any position you hold in a church or in your workplace, or by any religious activities or rituals you participate, such as baptism or Holy Communion, which we're going to take later on. To receive Jesus' life, we must eat it. That is to accept him as the Lord who has died for our sins so that we may be called righteous. We must live for him and live a life to shine his glory in the world. After Jesus fed 5,000, many believed that he must be the prophet promised by Moses, and they followed him everywhere. In the preceding passages, we see Jesus spend a lot of time inviting people to eat his flesh and drink his blood. However, the reception of his teaching was not favorable. Verse 60 says, "On hearing it, many of his disciples said, 'This is a hard teaching. Now who can accept it?'" And verse 66 says, From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." This is a surprising, astonishing. Many of his disciples, they left Jesus. They left Jesus because they did not want to have anything to do with his blood, with his flesh. Some believe that Jesus' proclamation that bread is his life, this bread of life is his flesh, refers to the Holy Communion. The Bible, however, tells us the communion was not set up until the night before Jesus was crucified. The Old Testament teaching may help us understand better why Jesus wants us to take his flesh. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 7 through 10, it says, he, meaning Aaron, shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. Then Aaron shall offer the goat on which the lot for the Lord fell, and make it a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot for the scapegoat fell shall be presented alive before the Lord, to make atonement upon it, to send it into the wilderness as the scapegoat. How this goat becomes the sacrifice for the sins of the whole Israel, Jesus also does this for the whole mankind. He is using his body as a sacrificial goat to redeem our sins. As in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6 says, he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In communion, the bread represents the body of Jesus given for us. The cup represents his blood shed for us. God used Jesus' body and his blood as two symbols of sacrifice to redeem our sin. Communion is a rite given to every true Christian, signifying Jesus' relationship with us and in remembrance of his death. As we feast during this Chinese New Year, let us not forget Jesus is the bread of life. This is an exclusive claim. You cannot get this kind of bread elsewhere. He and he alone is the bread of life. So let us not become complacent or comfort ourselves with the feast or possessions or the good deeds we have done, but rather take his flesh and drink his blood. Repent our sins. Accept Jesus Christ as our Savior so that we may live a life for him and let his glory and honor shine through us.
Amen. Let's take a moment to pray. And I think it would be good to take a moment to just silently reflect on Greg's message. Let's take the opportunity right now to maybe just ask ourselves, you know, has there been ways that we have been relying on the food of the world, upon our possessions, upon things, material gain? And let us turn our eyes now to ask God to feed us with the bread of life, with his body. Lord God, we ask that you would feed us with the bread of life. Lord, we want to turn away from the bread of this world, from the offerings that this world tries to tempt us with. And would you give us the food that comes from you and you alone? Lord God, would you fill us with the life that is promised when we take part in this bread? Lord, would you make us renewed and strengthened again to receive all that you want to give us, that we may live out our calling for you? We pray this humbly in Jesus' name. Amen.